Hi, I'm so grateful that you've returned to this fifth and final segment of the special edition, the emergency edition of the Bigger Picture Interrupting Programs 6 and 7, 7, 8, 9, etc. will continue beginning next week. But I wanted to say what I've said so far today and what I'm going to say in the brief moments that still remain, because we don't understand yet what insignificant numbers, what's going on. We are still, well, we are woefully ignorant, like that guy who said, well, I'm going to vote for a dead Joe Biden, but I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. And that guy is supposedly a Republican. And yet we hear things like the leader of our country today, as he's trying to sound tough, waxing angry against these invaders of Israel and against those people who are beheading innocent children, which is what they're doing. But I ask the good President of the United States in my imaginary communication with him through the microphone, Mr. President, how about those late-term abortions that you allow in the millions and those live birth abortions that you would permit? Let's just put the child on the shelf and make him comfortable till he dies. Ladies and gentlemen, our leaders are wicked and evil, and there's nothing more wicked and evil in this country than the Democrat Party and those that support it. Period. We have symbols in our country of the corruption that's here. I want to talk about just a few. Now, again, I'm speaking opinion, but I believe it is from and based upon the Word of God. Yes, I know what I just said. But I'm speaking with a personal intensity that grows out of a lifetime of study, biblically and geopolitically and historically, and experience things that very few men will ever do. So, yeah, I'm going to say it the way I'm saying it. I will henceforth, because of things that happened the first part of September and the things that enabled me to go on the radio in Program 4, Segment 2, and saying, the future's here, folks. The future's here. And we go to war with what we have. I want to talk to you a little bit about what was a central theme of the book I wrote in 2014, The Bigger Picture. It's called The Feminizing of History, of Culture. You just heard about it in the previous program at length, and you'll hear about it in the future program. When men stop being men and they give up responsibility for giving direction to the culture, or those men become in their minds and actions like women themselves, like every man in the Democrat community that doesn't have some ulterior motive upon which he's riding the Democrat Party to achieve. Can you say the Black Panthers or others like that? When the country is feminized, the culture is feminized, it dies. And that is the lesson of history. It's also the lesson in Scripture. So the gals out there listening, well, you're just a sexist, and you men that have been trained to think that if you disagree with anything in the social domain that has to do with race or gender or anything like that, and you've react to the buzzwords and you've been psychologically conditioned to believe a lie, here's the truth. Men are given the responsibility to run the country, and we're not doing it to run the culture, to be righteous standard bearers, to conduct things in accordance with those seven great virtues that, some are attributed to Gregory the Great, but these are things that have been leached out of our culture. Now we've come to the point where it's so much go along, get along, that we're a thoroughly compromised nation. Look at the Democrat Party. Look at almost every commentator on the radio. Look at those people even directing athletic teams now. It is liberal women and the liberal men who empower them. What's happened in the city of Jacksonville? Well, we now have a female Democrat mayor who publicly left her first husband for one of the co-anchors on the program, 20 years ago, maybe 30 years ago? And they allowed it to continue on air. We watched the dissolution of one marriage and another guy take another man's wife. Well, I don't know what happened. She's now the mayor of our city. And the mayor of this city just recently headed up the second major gay pride parade in Jacksonville, with the car behind him throwing out condoms to the crowd and reveling in it. What's happened to the First Baptist Church of Jacksonville, once one of the largest churches in the country? It's been dissolved almost. It's much a shadow of what it was. It no longer dominates the downtown landscape as it did. Look at what happened to the Landing, completely obliterated. The symbol of Jacksonville, not replaced with anything. We had Mayor Curry, who came in as a white horse Republican mayor. And what did he do? What did he do? Well, everything that he told those of us supporting him, he wouldn't do. And he supported the LGBT thing, giving people that already had the rights more rights that they didn't need anyway, and presided over, along with Dean Black, the head of the Republican thing there in Jacksonville area, the total dissolution of the Republican influence in Northeast Florida. That's a symbol, folks. It's a symbol. Jacksonville used to be a proud Christian symbol. It's not anymore. I'm going to talk about this in future programs, but I wanted to end with that. Just take a look at all the unrighteous liberal women who now run things. It's a symbol. Hear me, folks. Father God in heaven, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will dissolve the Democrat Party, that you will remove as far as the East is from the West all those in the Democrat Party who call themselves leaders who are leading us into unrighteousness. And I repeat those words of Psalm 139, verses 18 to 22. Do not I hate those who hate you with a special passion? Father, deliver your people. Dissolve the Democrat Party. Dissolve its leadership. And we ask these things in Jesus' name, whether the Muslims like it or not. Amen. See you next week, I hope. God bless you.